my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail.
耶稣说我要建立我的教会，阴间的权势不能胜过他。
And I will give you the keys to the kingdom.
同时呢，耶稣说我要把进到国度，神国度的钥匙
给你。 For you to have authority.
让你能够有这个权柄。
To bind and to release.
有权柄捆绑，也有权柄释放。
Do you see what Jesus is saying?
你有没有看到耶稣在讲的是什么？
The church and the kingdom are two different sides of the same coin.
就是教会跟神的国度呢是一体的两面。
The church exists to take the kingdom of God where the gates of hell are.
教会的存在呢就是把神的国度带到阴间权势所在的地方。
And you know, we think that Jesus spent every day talking about the church.
我们就想说呢，耶稣是花一整天的时间在讲教会的事。
Do you know how many times Jesus talked about the church?
你们晓不晓得耶稣提到教会只有几次？只有两次。
Two. Do you know how many times he talked about the kingdom?
可是你晓不晓得耶稣讲到神的国度讲多少次？
78 times.
一共七十八次。
And in Acts chapter 1,
在使徒宣传的第一章
where for 40 days he was teaching the disciples,
耶稣基督有四十天的时间教导他的门徒。
He wasn't teaching them about the church.
他不是教导他们关于教会。
He was teaching them about the kingdom.
而是关乎神的国。
Why that?
为什么呢？
Well, look at that verse there.
我们来看看那节经文。
Look at the screen.
我们看看这个
Jesus says,
投影片，耶稣说，
One side of the coin is the church.
这一体的这一面呢是教会。
The other side is the kingdom.
另外一面呢就是神的国度。
But I'm dividing the labor, Jesus says.
可是我们现在呢，
I will build my church.
我要建立我的教会。
You take the kingdom of God where the devil is.
可是你呢，去把神的国度带到撒旦权势所在的地方。
Do you know why so many pastors get sick and many of them have breakdowns and they die young?
你知道为什么很多牧师生病，而且呢垮了，甚至早逝？
Because they are trying to build the church.
这是因为他们想靠自己的力量来建立教会。
And the Lord Jesus made it very clear, it's my church and I'll build it. Get out of here.
可是主耶稣早就把这件事情讲得一清二楚了，这是我的教会，我来建造它，你闪开。
But what am I supposed to do?
可是如果这样的话，我要做什
么呢？ Go where the harvest is.
去到禾场所在的地方。
Go where the gates of hell are.
去到阴间的权势所在的地方。
Take my kingdom where the kingdom of darkness is.
把我的国度带到黑暗的权势所在的地方。
That's your job.
你的工作是这个。
That's why evangelists are usually happier than pastors.
这就是为什么传福音的人通常比牧师开心。
Because they are doing more of these than pastors are.
因为他们在做这些事情胜过牧师在做。
Well, you know, I have a problem in my church, you know.
哦，你不晓得我们教会的问题。
It's not growing, you know.
我教会不增长。
I need to go to seminary to see what I need to do.
我想我应该再回到神学院去重新读。
Jesus said.
耶稣说
It's my church, not your church.
这是我的教会，不是你的教会。
And I will build it, not you.
是我来建造，不是你来建造。
What you need to give me is the building material, Jesus said.
你所需要做的就是把建立教会的材料给我。
And you give me building material when you come against the gates of hell.
就是当你再来你来抵挡黑暗的权势、阴间的权势的时候，你就是把建造教会的材料给我了。
You crack them open.
你把他们打开来。
You get the captives out.
把那个被掳的人抢救出来。
And now I build my church.
这样的话，我就用这个来建立我的教会。
You see, the church must be on the offensive, attacking.
所以我们教会呢，应该是在攻的这一面。
And the devil must be on the defensive.
而撒旦应该是在那个守的那一面。
Why do I say that?
为什么我要这样说呢？
Look at the text.
我们看看这个投影片。
Gates are not offensive weapons. No one was ever attacked by a gate.
我们要知道这个门哈，不是一个攻的武器，没有一个人是用门来攻的。
But you don't attack the gates with the church. You attack the gates with the kingdom.
你不是用教会来攻击这个门，而是用神的国度。
And how do you do that?
那你怎么去做
呢？ You have authority to bind and to release on earth.
因为你有权柄可以释放，可以捆绑。
So that it becomes bound and released in heaven.
你在地上捆绑，天上就捆绑；你在地上释放，天上就释放。
Now we have a theological problem here.
可是我们在这里呢，有一个神学上的问题。
How can it be that we humans will bind and release on earth, and God will have to bind and release in heaven?
我们是人，怎么可能我们在地上捆绑释放，然后神在天上也来捆绑释放呢
？So you go to the Bible commentaries.
所以你就去找圣经的注释书。
And they don't tell you much.
那他们也不能跟你说什么。
They say, well, actually, what this means is.
有人说，哦，这个意思是这样。
That what is already bound in heaven must be bound on earth, so that it's bound in heaven.
就说呢，天上已经捆绑了，所以你在地上有捆绑，使得天上就捆绑。
But that's not what the text says.
可是问题呢，这个圣经不是这样讲的。
The text says you bind on earth, and it becomes bound in heaven.
圣经上是说你在地上捆绑，天上就捆绑。
What heaven is this?
那这个天上是什么呢
？It's not God's heaven.
不是神的天上。
What heaven is it?
这个是什么的天上呢
？It's the heavenly places where the gates of hell are.
这是指黑暗的权势、阴间的权势所在的那个空中。
I noticed that you have in the bookstore my first book that none should perish.
我写的第一本书呢，就无人没有一人沉沦。
I have an entire chapter there on the heavenly places where the devil operate.
在那本书里面，我有一整章呢，讲到呢，这个黑暗权势所运作的那个空中。
So what Jesus is saying in Matthew 16 is.
所以耶稣在马太福音十六章所讲的。
When my people come together as a church.
当我的百姓聚集在一起来作为一个教会。
On earth.
在地上
they have authority
他们有权柄
to bind on earth
在来地上捆绑
what is not bound in the heavenly places so that it becomes bound by the authority of the church
使得在空中原本没有被捆绑呢就因着教会的权柄就被捆绑了
so that this binding in heaven is the intermediate heaven where the devil operates.
所以这个天上呢，是指着这个中间的这个天，是撒旦魔鬼运作的地方。
Let me give you another passage.
我现在给你们另外一个经文。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
The 70 came back with joy, right?
那个地方讲到说，七十个门徒呢，非常欢乐的回来。
Because the demons were subject to them.
因为连魔鬼、连巫鬼都顺从他们。
And Jesus said.
耶稣说
I was watching Satan falling from heaven.
他说我看到撒旦从天上坠落下来。
And now that he's fallen,
那现在他坠落。
I have given you authority to step on him.
所以我要你们用你的权柄来践踏他。
And no harm will come to you.
不能有什么伤害临到你们。
But do not rejoice in this, but rejoice that your names are written down in heaven.
可是不要因为邪灵被你们捆绑而欢喜，要为你们名字登记在天上而欢喜。
So you go to the Bible commentaries, and what do you get?
可是如果你去读圣经的注释书的话，你
Don't
这一节讲什么呢
？Preach spiritual warfare.
那个地方讲到说，不要去教导属灵的征
战。Don't talk about the devil.
不要去讲撒旦。
Focus on the fact that you are going to heaven.
那这一节耶稣这句话意思就是说你要把你的注意力放在你要进到天堂就是你的名字已经记录在天上
Forget about the devil.
那至于这个魔鬼呢不要去想他
Think about the book of life.
你要想到你的生命名字在生命册上
There is a problem with that.
可是这样的讲法有一个问题
In Luke 10,
在路加福音第十
章 No one was going to heaven yet.
没有一个人要上天堂，那个时候还没有人要上天堂。
Because that was before the blood was shed.
因为耶稣那个时候宝血还没有洒。
The book of life was not open.
生命册还没有打开来。
So what does it mean? Rejoice that your names are written down in heaven.
如果这样的话，那耶稣说你的要为你的名字录在天上而欢乐，是什么意思呢
？Look at the context.
我们就来看他的前后文。
I was watching Satan falling from heaven.
耶稣说：“我看到撒旦从天上坠落。”
And now your names are written in heaven.
那现在你的名字记录在天上。
What heaven is that?
那这个天上是哪一个天上呢？
The heaven from where Satan fell.
就是撒旦所坠落的那个天上。
Now you are known in the heavenly places by the demons that you have authority over them.
所以耶稣说你的名字录在天上的意思就是说在撒旦所运作的那个天呢你的名字已经被知道了已经有权柄了。
Let me support this with another passage.
那我要用另外一些经文来支持我这个讲法。
Acts 19
就是《使徒行传》的第十九章。
Paul is casting out demons.
保罗在那个地方赶鬼。
And there is a group of unbelievers, the sons of Sceva.
那个啊，有一些不信主的人叫做史基瓦的儿子。
They are not believers.
他们不是信耶稣的人。
And they try to imitate Paul.
他们呢就想来模仿保罗。
And they say to the demon.
所以就对乌鬼说。
Now these are 11 brothers.
这是七个兄弟啊。
And they say to the demon.
所以就对被乌鬼
诬说。In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The one that Paul preaches.
就是保罗所传讲那个。
Come out!
出来。
What did the demon say?
后来这些邪灵说什么？
I know Jesus.
我认识耶稣。
I know Paul.
我也认识保罗。
But who are you?
可是你是谁？
And one demon beat up 7 people.
就一个邪灵就把这七个呢打得惨惨的。
Why?
为什么？
Because when they enter the command, the computer says invalid password.
因为当他们用这通行证的时候，电脑马上显示说这个通行证是没有是不对的。
File not found.
所以这个资料是找不到的。
You are not known.
你的名字是不被知道的。
So listen carefully, folks.
所以弟兄们、姊妹们，
留意
听这句话。
The Lord is ready to anoint you to bring the devil down in the marketplace.
所以你的名字呢，要借着你把神的国带到。把撒旦在你的职场里面把他拉下，你的名字就会被知道。
So that you will become known among the demons as the one with authority.
当你有这个权柄的时候呢，在邪灵当中你就变得有名望了。
You see, when Ruth and I and our team took our first city in Argentina, when we reached that city for Christ,
当我跟我的妻子开始在为神得着城市所得着的第一个城市
，Satan was still up there.
撒旦还在那个地方。
And it took us 3 years to make him fall.
用三年的时间才让他下来。
But when he fell,
可是当他一旦坠落
了 the number of believers grew from 5,000 to 60,000.
从那个信徒呢，就从5,000人呢到65,000人。
Over a period of years,
就是一年的时间。
The governor became a Christian.
就开始成为基督徒。
The mayor became a Christian.
帮派的人成为基督徒。
The judges became Christians.
还有法官也成为基督徒。
We made the devil fall down.
我们就使得撒旦坠落了。
Until he fell down, it was very difficult.
可是在他坠落以前呢，要传福音就很困难。
We were in accidents. Our family was involved in car accidents.
我们的家人呢，就有车祸的事情。
Some of our associates were thrown in jail.
甚至我们的同工呢，有被下到监狱里的。
Some pastors got killed.
还有牧师被杀的
It was difficult
是非常的艰难
Until the devil fell
直到撒旦被
When he
被坠落下来
we step on it.
当他一坠落的时候我们就践踏他
Now we are known by the demons that we have authority
现在呢我们呢在因为我们的权柄已经胜过这些邪灵所以呢我们是被他们所知道的
So when I come to Costa Mesa
所以当我来到那个当我来到这个地方
Or I go to Hong Kong
或是我去到香港
Or I go to London
我去到伦敦
I tell the demons,
我就告诉邪灵
You know who I am
你知道我是谁
You know we brought you down in Argentina
你也知道我们在阿根廷把你们的权势拉下来了
And we're going to bring you down here
我们在这个地方也要把你扯下来
And they say oh yeah we know you
他们就说对对我们认得你
And they back off
他们就赶快退
Because you have authority
因为你有权柄
You see you have exercised your faith
因为你已经操练了，使用了你的信心。
And the only thing that can kill your faith is lack of works.
唯一能够使你的信致死使你杀死你的信心的，就是你没有行动。
That's why tonight I want to pray a prayer of impartation that will not give you peace until you have put to work this.
所以呢，今天晚上我要祷告，求主给你一个恩膏，让你除非你开始去做，不然就不能有平安。
So that the heavenly The heavens where your names are known are the heavens where the devil operates.
所以让你的名字在撒旦运作的那个空 天空呢，你就你的名字就在那个地方响当当。
Because the demon told the sons of Sceva, I know Paul.
就像那个邪灵对史基瓦的儿子说，我知道保罗。
And today we have a dinner, and Dr. Chen invited several people to share testimonies.
今天晚上我们有一个参会，然后陈牧师邀请了一些弟兄姊妹有分享见证。
And I was so blessed by the testimonies.
那因为这些见证，我自己听了都很得祝福。
Because I don't know if these people realize that they are already known in the heavenly places as people that have authority because they have brought the devil down.
我要这些弟兄姊妹知道说呢，因为他们有已经运用权柄把撒旦的权势拉下来了，所以他们在天上的名字是被知道的。
So remember, when you receive the anointing, you need to release and you need to bind.
所以你要记得一点，就是如果你领受的恩膏，你就开始要运用它。
You need to go to your job and open the door and say, the kingdom of God has come into this place.
那就是说当你礼拜一去上班的时候，你要打开你的办公室的门，你就宣告说，神的国度已经降临在这里了。
And you begin to throw the devil out.
那这样的话呢，你就开始把魔鬼赶出去了。
This takes us to the issue of the marketplace.
所以呢，这个是关于职场的事情。
The marketplace is the heart of the city.
职场再说一次，是一个城市的心脏。
By the way, anointed for business is in Chinese. You can buy in Chinese.
所以我写的这本书已经翻译成中文，叫做《商场的恩膏》。
And I have a chapter here.
在这本书里面，我有一整章。
I show that every encounter in the Book of Acts except one.Happen in the marketplace.
我会在那一章里头讲到说，在使徒行传里面所有的这些事情的发生呢，除了一样以外，都是在职场发生的。
Jesus, the apostles, and the early disciples came from the marketplace.
耶稣他的十二个使徒还有门徒们呢，都是从职场里面被兴起的。
And now we need to go into the marketplace and pastor corporations.
所以我们现在要进到我们的职场去牧养我们的公司。
Because that's where the gates of hell are.
因为阴间的权势就在那个地方。
You know, I laugh when people say, you know, I will drive by a church and there will be a sign.
当有人跟我说我要开车去去教会。
Tonight, big deliverance service. Big deliverance service.We're going to cast out demons.
有些时候在路边呢，有这样的牌子上写说，今天晚上呢，我们有释放的机会。
Bring your demons. We're going to cast them out.
把你的邪灵带来，我们要把它赶出去。
Only a demon that is either crazy or has suicidal tendencies will show up here tonight.
这些邪灵如果会跟你去的话，除非他疯了或是有自杀的倾向，不然他不会跟你到教会的。
This is not the place to cast out demons.
所以要赶邪灵呢，不是在那个地方。
You need to cast out demons in the marketplace.
你要赶鬼的话，应该到职场里头去赶。
The demons that are coming against your corporation, coming against your family, coming against the school.
因为邪灵在攻击什么呢？攻击你的工作的场合，攻击你的家庭，攻击你的学校。
And we need to understand that labor in the Garden of Eden was worship.
我们必须同时了解呢，在伊甸园里头的工作劳工呢，就是一个敬拜。
And Jesus came to recover what was lost.
耶稣来呢，是要把所失上的再重新得回来。
So that when you go to work, whether you are a maid in a hotel or a CEO in a corporation, whatever you do, you are worshiping God.
所以你去上班的时候，不管你是公司的老板或是打扫清洁工人呢，你都是在敬拜神。
But I realize that many of you do not feel that you are ministers.
可是我知道我们当中很大部分的人不觉得你自己是一个传道人。
Because you are out there making money.
因为你觉得我只是在那个地方呢赚钱养家糊口。
Time and again, people tell me.
有很多人这样跟我说。
Pastor Ed.
Ed 牧师啊。
I'm not a pastor.
我不是一个牧师。
I'm just a layman. You know?
我只是一个平信徒。
I'm there making money.
我在那边呢是赚钱养家活口而已。
And they say money like if they say AIDS.
当他们讲到赚钱，讲到钱的时候，就好像他们讲艾滋病一样。
You know, I need to deal with money and all these things.
好像这个东西是肮脏的，不可以碰的。
But I show in this book.
可是在我这本书里面。
In a chapter called The God of Business.
我就有一章呢，我说神是商场的神。
Something that will blow you off your chair right now.
如果你读的话，你一定会看得 跌落下来。
When I ask people, why did David fight Goliath?
当我问人家说为什么大卫要来打哥利亚
I get all kinds of spiritual answers.
那我通常得到各种很属灵的回答。
Oh, he was a worshipper.
哦，因为大卫是一个敬拜者。
He loved God.
他爱神。
He hated the devil.
他恨魔鬼。
I believe that.
这些理由我都相信。
But I'm a man of the book.
可是你知道我是一个读圣经的人。
So when you open to 1 Samuel chapter 16,
所以当你把撒母耳记上16章打开来读的时候，
and you read the story,
把这个故事仔细读一遍，
and you change your glasses,
同时呢要记得换另外一副眼镜，
it's a different story.
你就会发现这个故事是不一样。
David was not playing the harp.
大卫那个时候不是在弹竖琴。
He was not singing unto the Lord.
他也不是在那边敬拜神。
David was a businessman.
大卫呢是一个生意人。
He was a junior partner in a family-owned business.
他是家庭企业的一个最小的一个伙伴。
Who have taken a short vacation to work as a caterer.
他是呢是好像暂时呢请个假去做另外一个工作，就是把一些食物带到战场。
He was delivering food.
是带食物的去的。
So he was a businessman.
因此呢，他是像一个生意人一样的。
So when this businessman arrived there and he saw Goliath,
所以这样的一个生意人去到那个地方，看到哥利亚。
Challenging the people of God.
这哥利亚呢，在向神的百姓挑战。
He asked a very important question.
所以他就问他们一个很重要的问题。
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine to challenge the armies of the living God?
这个向着神的向着永生神的军队叫阵的。骂阵的是这个非利士人是谁呢？
That sounds very spiritual.
这个听起来好像很
属灵。But David was making a business assessment.
听起来好像很属灵，可是实际上呢，大卫呢是在做生意上的估价。
He was saying he can never win.
他意思说他没有办法赢。
Because he doesn't have a covenant with God, he's uncircumcised.
他说呢，因为他是未受割礼的，所以他没有一个政府来支持他。
Any one of us can defeat him.
我们任何一个人都可以赢过他。
So David says this deal is morally right.
所以呢，他觉得说这是一个好买卖。
This deal is doable.
是可行的生意。
And now listen carefully.
现在你们留意听。
And now David asked the most important question.
接着保罗问大卫问了一个更重要的问题。
How much money is on the table?
就说如果我这笔生意做成交的话，我可以赚多少
？I'm not making that up.
我讲这话不是虚构的。
He says, "What will it be done for the man that fights him?"
他问了一个问题，说如果有人打败他的话，那会得什么
？And they say three things.
他们就告诉他三样东西。
You're going to get a tax exemption for your entire family.
那如果你打败他的话呢，你全家就可以免税。
Only a businessman can appreciate that.
哦，如果做生意人一听这话都很喜欢。
You're going to marry into the king's family.
而且同时呢，你可以跟王的女儿结婚。
And you will get a lot of money.
同时你会得很多的钱。
Deal.
好，这个可以。
But then his brother came. Maybe he graduated from seminary or who knows what.
后来他的兄弟来了，可能他是从某一个神学院毕业的。
And his brother said, "How can you think of money on the time like this?"
他的兄弟就骂他说：“你怎么可以满脑子都想钱呢？”
Go back to your business.
回到你自己的工作去。
Send us your tithes, but don't tell us what to do.
就乖乖的缴税，不要跟人家说该做什么。
But David turned around.
可是大卫呢转走开。
He asked the same question.
他就再一次问同样的问题。
How much money?
有多少可以赚多少钱
？Until David's words were heard by Saul.
等后来呢，扫罗听到大卫的话。
What words?
是什么样的话呢
？For the right price, I'll do it.
这个价钱很好，我来接这个生意。
Now Saul says, "Hey David, I appreciate this very much."
扫罗说：“大卫，你有这个心，我很感动。
”I'm the venture capitalist here.
我
是 the venture capitalist, the banker.
我是我是银行家。
But I cannot put the money on you.
可是我不能跟你做生意。
Because you're a little kid.
因为你还太小了，小男
孩。He's a professional soldier.
你看他是一个专业的军人。
Now, change your glasses.
现在呢改变换一副眼镜。
And look what David said.
我们看看大卫怎么说。
Sir, I am a businessman.
他说先生我是做生意的。
And in my business,
当我做生意的时候。
I have contracted security services with God.
我呢跟一个跟神呢有一个签约了。
And when shoplifters come and steal merchandise, bears and lions,
当狮子或是熊来偷我的羊的时候，
my security service,
我的那个安全的这个安全人员呢，我的神呢，
empowers me to recover the merchandise and punish the shoplifters.
我的神呢就给我力量，让我呢能够把扒手拿走的商品呢夺回来。
And the God of my business is the God of my ministry.
所以呢，我的生意场上的神呢，也就是我服侍的那位神。
Oh, listen to the Holy Spirit, folks.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一起来听圣灵的话。
It's about time that you invite the Lord to be the Lord of your business.
现在是时候了，你该把神邀请来成为你工作场合的神了。
Because David says, "Because I am a godly businessman, I can be a godly soldier, even though I never fought before."
他说，因为我是一个敬虔的做生意。所以呢，我也可以在这战场上做一个敬虔的人。
What David is exhibiting here is the profit motive, the motive to make a profit.
大卫这个时候是被什么东西所推动呢？就是那个可以得利润。
You see, this is a desire that God gives people in the marketplace to go to work. You go to work because you want to make money.
这是神放在你里面的一个动机，让你去工作的动机，就是你要赚钱。
And pastors, you need to liberate your people and you need to make them feel good about the desire of making money as long as they will use the money for the glory of God.
所以如果牧师们，如果你教会的弟兄姊妹里面有个渴望要去赚钱的话，你要释放他们，只要他们赚的钱呢是来支持教会，是归给神的。
Otherwise, it's like telling your children, don't talk about sex. Don't think about sex. Sex is dirty.
Sex.
Sex.
所以呢，如果就像来到教会，你说不可以谈性，性是肮脏的。
Sex can be dirty, but it doesn't have to be dirty.
这个性呢，可以变得很肮脏的，可是可以不肮脏。
God